Welcome to Taz Turfle, your radio guide to thoroughbred racing this week in Tasmania.
Yes, welcome along to the program. We are racing in Launceston. In fact, it's a double header in Launceston. Today we've got the galloping action, nine events getting underway at 11:32, and then harness racing to follow on. So a big day for the racing centre there in Launceston. It's a slow seven presently for the galloping track. We'll have a look at the harness racing a little later on in Harness Edge. But right now, it's a very good morning to Greg Mansfield.
Good morning, Colin. Will be a long day, won't it? But if you've got to spend 10 hours at work, where better to spend it at the racetrack?
Yes, there's much closer to be covering, to be spending your time, isn't it? And not a bad program. There's a couple of races here that I really find difficult, but I think will be really good betting affairs. And it looks like a bit of a tricky quaddy, particularly through the first couple of leagues.
I was going to say the more difficult races are later on, aren't they? There'll be a few short price favourites early on, or a couple anyway, so we'll see how they shape up. But yeah, the legs of the quaddy are good, and if we can snavel it, we should get a reasonable dividend.
All right, let's check out the early scratchings. At the moment, the track is rated at slow 7, the penetrometer is 5.04. The rail is out 7 metres from the 1200 to the winning post and 4 metres for the remainder, as it was last Saturday when we raced in Launceston. Scratchings, nothing in the first at the moment. Race 2, take out 6 islands in the stream, 9 you didn't, 12 Caras Max and 13 GG's Big Buddy, that's 6, 9, 12, 13. Across to race 3, take out 7, 9, 11, 14, 7 Western Torrey, 9 Rumoron, 11 Little Sheikah and 14 Lost My Patience. Race 4, number 11 Umpire is scratched. Go to race 5, take out number 6, Villa. Race 6, number 7, No Spin Zone. Race 7, scratch 2, 14 and 15, O'Reilly's GG, Lauren Starr and Esker. Race 8, no surprise, the number 5, Iggy McCool has been scratched. And race 9, take out number 4, Crystal Reef. So they are the scratchings, probably a few more emergencies to come out, but we'll keep you posted as to those. They'll be through in the next 10 or 15 minutes, the final scratchings for the meeting in Launceston. Early start, Greg, with the double header, and the first at 11:33 is a two-year-old. A couple of nice types coming around here.
Yeah, it's a good race, and just before I give my tips for that, Colin, I'd just like to congratulate the Tasmanian Turf Cup on a function they had during the week where Chris Waller came over and spoke. It was absolutely fascinating. It's easily the most interesting racing interview I've ever heard, and that takes in all the ones you see on TV. Peter Staples interviewed Chris for about 80 minutes, and he was certainly frank and very honest, so congratulations to Bruno Calabro, who's of course the new chief executive at the TTC, for putting the wheels in motion, Denise Martin for getting it organised, and Chris Waller for actually attending. It was a great night.
Yes, sadly I had to miss that with duties at the Hobart Greyhound Racing on Thursday night. I would have loved to have been along, but you're not the only person that's told me how good it was, so everybody says what a fantastic night it was.
Yeah, it certainly was. Anyway, let's see if we can start the day early with a winner. I think there's no reason to jump off number 2, GG's Bright Star. The horse handled the same condition as last week in Launceston. Got the best part of the track, a little bit away from the fence, beautifully ridden by B. McCool. Goes up a couple of kilos, but I don't think that'll stop him. I think he can win again. Number 2, I thought the danger might be number 5, Debauch. A filly from the Brunton Stables just had the one run. It was third in Hobart on a heavy track behind Concrete Johnny and Midnight Tears. I think allowing for a little bit of improvement from that, she could represent a danger here. Number 1, GG's Baritone, was certainly a good winner last start, but his last three runs have all been on the synthetic, of course. He's got no wet track form, so we have to take him on trust a little bit there. And number 3, Don't We Love It, another one who's never raced in the wet, but has plenty of pace. Resumes here for John Keyes. That stable's in great form, so I'll be respecting number 3. But I think number 2 can win again, ahead of 5, 1 and 3.
Yeah, it's done very little wrong, hasn't it? It's only had the 4 starts, GG's Bright Star, for a win, that win last Saturday, and then the 2 minor placings, and the only other time but raced her in the 4th at its first start. So it looks a nice time. It's by Wordsmith, and he's certainly stamping himself as a promising young stallion. I think it'll win again. Brendan McCool's got the outside gate, so that seems to be the place to be in, and there's a field of 7. Brendan will be able to dictate which part of the track he wants to go to. No doubt he'll walk the track as he does each and every week and know exactly where he wants to pilot this horse. So GG's Bright Star to win. I thought Debauch wasn't a bad run first up in Hobart. It ran third. It was a nice performance down there. And I think just having its second run. It was behind Concrete Johnny and Midnight Tears, so it could be a likely improvement. Don't We Love It resumes here today for Johnny Keyes and Gigi's Baritone, who won nicely up in Devonport on the synthetic. So I'll mark them 2-5-3-1 in the first. Second and the maiden plate over the 1,100 metres, we take out 6, 9, 12 and 13.
Yeah, one of the tougher races on the card, and I agree with what you just said. I think the outside of the track will be the place to be. It was last time. The rail is in exactly the same position for this meeting. They did skirt wide last time, and I think they'll do it again. But I've gone here in a tough race to number 7, Ken Beakey. This is another of the Button team, a 3-year-old filly. Haven't seen her since early January. I think it forms okay. She's got nothing to recommend on a wet track. She just had the one go on the heavy. But I went right back and had a look at her form. Back in August last year, before she started her last preparation, she won a barrier trial quite easily in Hobart, and it was on a slow track. And she beat two pretty good horses in Blue Tier and Hell of a Street. And her only race on a heavy track was at her debut when she ran fourth in a Hobart 2-year-old, and she led and ran a good race that day before tiring. So I'm factoring in that she probably will handle the conditions. The Buttons are resuming here on a heavy track. If they didn't think she'd handle it, I'm sure they'd probably save her up for the meetings coming up at Devonport. So number 7, Ken Beakey on top for me, ahead of number 1, Family Tire, former Victorian, now with Leon Wells. Leon's got a great strike rate with these horses. This horse was 5th at Cranbourne last time out on a slow track. His previous form was okay. The third, number 8, Moment of Surrender, another former Victorian, a mare trained by Paul Maher. Had only the one run in Tasmania. It was a 4th on a heavy track behind Biddeford in Hobart. Finished alongside number 4, Melba Parrott, who's also engaged here. I think they'll both have some sort of chance again. But I've got 7 on top ahead of 1, 8 and 4.
Yeah, I thought the Toppy would win here, this 4-year-old by Tycoon Ruler. It's had the 12 starts. It's been placed twice. One of those placings coming on a slow track. Its last start was 5th on a slow 7 at Cranbourne behind Quick Siesta. That was back on the 22nd of June. You would think that 4 mine would stack up pretty well for a maiden here in Launceston. So on the strength of that run, as you say, Leon has a good strike rate with these types of horses that come across one to win. I'm going to throw in a bit of a roughie here for the Quinella spot, and that's number 14, Lost My Patience. It's only been placed once from 10 runs, but Hayley McCarthy rides, claims 3 kilos, so it comes in pretty well under the weight scale here. It ran 7th behind Lord Farquhar last time, over 1,200 metres, doing its best work at the finish. I think it'll be doing its best work again at the finish here. Number 14, Lost My Patience, to include it odds. 8, Moment of Surrender, and 4, Melba Parrott, who both ran well in Hobart, are going to be thereabouts, you would think. 1, 14, 8 and 4 in the second. Third is the maiden plate, second division, and we've got scratchings here of 7, 9, 11 and 14. Kim Moore takes the ride on number 12, Charismax.
A little bit of form to recommend some of these. I'm sticking with number 2, Gigi's Clang, who was beaten as a fairly warm favourite last Saturday at this track. It wasn't a bad run. Lord Farquhar was just a little bit too good for it on the day. Excuse me, got beaten a length and a quarter. Prior to that ran second in Hobart, also on a heavy track behind a handy horse in Solandro. So maybe his turn is just around the corner. And today, hopefully for punters, Peter Luttrell trains his horse. He's showing good promise. So number 2 for me on top. I thought number 10, Speed Buzz, might represent a danger here. This is a first starter, a tough speed filly from the Button stable. It's always a little bit risky second-guessing riding engagements, but the Button stable does have a couple engaged here, and their main rider, David Perez, is on this one, so maybe that's a lead. Number 10. Number 1, Extravagant Eagle, that horse's stable mate, is having its first run for the Buttons, Daniel Ganderton to ride. Form last time in was very good. It's got a little bit of form on wet tracks, and if you have a look at the form, it's been placed behind horses such as Havana Stash, Lauren Star and Devil's Tears. So apart from the fact that it's resuming, hasn't had a run since mid-November, it ticks a lot of boxes. And number 8, E-Town, had only the one run, Gary White trained Colt, and that was a reasonable 4th behind Concrete Johnny. Got beaten about 5 lengths on a heavy track. He's prior to that, he had won 2 trials, so I think we can expect him to improve. But I'll go again here with number 2, ahead of 10, 1 and 8.
Yeah, number 2 on top for me. Gigi's Clang's happy 11 starts, 5 placings, placed his past 2, beaten by Lord Farquhar, who had some pretty good form really going into that Launceston race last Saturday. It got to the outside and was just a little too strong, so I think it's a horse that might go on to win a couple more races, Lord Farquhar. I think that form line might be okay. Dream Roller ran 3rd in that race. GG's Clang, as you say, was the warm favourite at $2.10. Will probably be a warm favourite again here today, but I think we'll get the job done. Five Let It Be Known, I think, resuming here after a reasonable trial when second to Legion Chief in Hobart at the trials recently. So number five, Jordan toward the outside too, I think will help. One Extravagant Eagle and four Mr. Ampranks, who's another first starter, trained by Kath Kennedy. Michael Guthrie has the ride, second in the Devonport trial recently. And as we know, Greg, Kath doesn't keep any that can't really gallop, so we'll see how Mr. Ampranks go. We'll put him in on spec. Two to meet five, one and four in the third. Ripping race, this one, the maiden class, one over the 1,600 metres. Gee, there's a host of chances in the fourth.
There certainly is, and I've got my top two tips are both coming off maiden wins. We don't like them much, last start maiden winners, but even though this is an even race and a very competitive race, I don't think it's all that much stronger than a maiden, and for that reason I've got number eight, Lacey As, on top. I think this is an above average mare, trained by Diane Ray Luttrell, and David Perez to ride. I like the way she went about it last time in Hobart when she won on a heavy track. The runner-up in that race was Spirit of Naya, who's come out and won since, and they absolutely spaced the rest. Stepping up from 1,400 to 1,600, I don't think that's a problem, so number 8 again for me. Ahead of number 6, Golden Aces, another mare, another last start maiden winner, another horse in the in-form stable, trained by John Keyes. Wasn't a strong race at one at Hobart last start, but I thought it was quite impressive in doing so. Number 3 is the Bebo. Now, if you take it on face value, it's last start second behind Private Currency in Launceston last weekend. Would make it the horse to beat here. It only has to run up to that form. Whether it can do so, I don't know. That was his first go on a heavy track. It was beaten just under a length, and it did finish a long way in front of the third horse, so it's got to go in three, Zabibo. And for fourth, I put in number 5, Go Karma, who's still a maiden, racing against some Class 1 horses. Worked home nicely last week, got beaten a fair way by Spirit of Naya, but I think the step up to 1,600 metres will suit. He's going to win a race pretty soon, Go Karma. But, I think Lacey As can score again, 8, 6, 3 and 5.
Tough race, lots of chances here. I'm tipping number 4, Commander Bray Halo, who I think will be suited by the step up in trip here. It ran 5th in a Class 1 behind Aventador and Triple B. I think that form line might be okay. Was beaten just on 4 lengths. It came from back 2nd last on the home turn over the 1200 metres last time out. The 1600 metres to suit. The barrier draw suits the wide Ellie. Hayley McCarthy claiming 3 kilos. I just think it odds here. Number 4, Commander Bray Halo, is the horse to beat the bit. Number 6, Golden Aces. 8, Lacey As. And 3, Zabibo. 4, 6, 8 and 3. But I think there's a host of chances. It's a really good race, the 4th on the card. 5th event, and we scratch number 6, Villa. And this is a benchmark 78 over the 2100.
The hard races, aren't they? These 2100 metre races to this class of horse. Most of these have gone round against each other several times in recent weeks. I've gone for a newcomer on the scene in number 4, Landstar, who's had only the 2 runs since the spell. Showed a lot of staying promise last time in. Last time out ran 2nd behind the very talented Land a Dollar. Was no match for that horse, but did run on strongly and beat the others okay. Had a big weight on that occasion. I think this is just about the race for it, number 4, Landstar, but as I said, there are plenty of chances. Number 2, Sun Disc, has been very disappointing, I thought, its last couple, but I'm prepared to give him just one more chance. 3 starts ago, he ran 2nd on heavy ground behind Land a Dollar, and that was a pretty good run, so another chance for him. 3 Spot Luck, last run was in a 1600 metre race and wasn't too bad. Prior to that, had been placed 3 times over this distance. She's a good 2100 metre horse, and she does like the wet. And you can't fault number 1, Music Fire. He keeps on winning. Once upon a time, we didn't think he could handle wet tracks, but now his record's looking okay. We're going again, but this is a tough race. I went 4-2-3-1.
Yeah, same number, slightly different order for me. I've gone with number 3, Spot Luck. Ran 4th behind Land a Dollar and Landstar and stayed down toward the inside in Hobart. I think it's back to its favourite track here, where it's 1-6 from 19. Distance is 1-6 and been placed 10 times from 27. I think Spot Luck could be the horse to beat. From its stable, made the unique player. 3 to beat 1, 4 Landstar and 2 Sun Disc. That's the small field that looks like the top 4. We'll find out the 5th of the day. Quaddy League 1 is race number 6, and we scratch No Spin Zone number 7.
Look, I'm happy to go here for number 2, Triple B. I think it'll be fairly short odds from the Mick Burl stable. Mick making another trip to Melbourne next week with the cleaner. He's got this horse, Triple B, going well. Ran the Matilda ride. Last start ran second behind the Ventador. Wasn't beaten very far. Gave a very strong kick when challenged in the home straight, but just found the winner a shade too strong. Does step up from 1,200 to 1,400, but ran over that distance three starts ago, also on this track on slow ground, and ran a good second behind our mate Alvin. So I don't think the longer trip's a problem. Drawn in towards the inside, Brendan McCall probably have to steer his way towards the centre of the track a little bit wider, but if he does, I think it's the one to beat, number two. Three Lake Fergus is a three-year-old trained by Adam Trinder, who I think is looking for a bit of ground, and this could be a nice race for him. Two starts ago, I really liked his run. He ran fifth at Devonport behind Private Currency. He was beaten a length and a half, and he was well back towards the rear of the field coming to the home turn, and he finished off strongly, so I think he's a horse with a bit of a future. One query with him is he's never been on a wet track. Four Grey Hype has some sort of a chance on his best form. Going back a few runs, he was a good third on this track behind Chimed In. His last couple have been only moderate. And number one, Dollar Dan, is certainly the query runner now with Glenn Stevenson, a former New South Wales horse, has got a heavy track win at Scone to his credit. It was 12 months ago, so maybe we'll have to watch the betting with him. But I think this is one of the better bets of the day, but might be short. 2, 3, 4, 1.
Yeah, tend to agree here. Triple B, very good run behind Aventador, was doing its best work at the finish again. It hit the line really well last week, and no Aventador here today. Two to win from Three Lake Fergus, I agree there. Nine GG's Drummer Boy ran third in that race last Saturday, and I'll put in number 13 GG's Prairie, 2, 3, 9, and 13. The final scratchings are through. We'll just run down the page again. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, scratch 6, 9, 12, 13, 15. 6, 9, 12, 13, 15. Race 2. Race 3, take out 7, 9, 11, 14, 15. That's 7, 9, 11, 14, 15. Race 4, 11, 16, and 17 are scratched. Race 5, number 6. Race 6, number 7. Race 7, it's 2, 14, and 15 come out. Race 8, number 5, and race 9, number 4. So just a couple of additionals there. Just a few emergencies into the final scratchings on the program. Right, Greg, to, pardon me, race number 7 on the card, the benchmark 62 over the 1,200.
I think I spent as much time trying to find a winner of this race as the rest of them put together. It's a very tough affair. I ended up going to what is probably the obvious in number 8, Planetary. Another good ride for Harley McCarthy. He's had only the two runs since coming from South Australia. Maiden winner overcoming difficulties first up, and then ran second last time out behind O'Reilly's GG on a head in Hobart, so only has to hold that form to be very competitive again. One GG Style is an ultra-consistent three-year-old. Hasn't won that many races, only 3 of 24, but he never runs a bad race. He's coming off a pretty good run at Devonport on the synthetic, but he's got solid heavy track form, three starts for a win and 2 seconds, so I don't think the conditions will be a bother for him. Number 9, It's Flash Owl, resumes here. I do like this horse. I think he's got plenty of ability. He was the last start winner on this track back in mid-April. Hasn't seen a wet track, so that's a bit of a quick theory, but the day he won, he did beat a horse called Genuine Lad, who's gone on to look well and truly above average. And as I said last week, Bill Ryan did confirm during the week that they knocked back a $180,000 offer for Genuine Lad, so he's obviously a horse for the future. And number 10, Cielo Doro, a nice filly, resuming here on her best form last time in. She'd be hard to beat, but she is looking at a heavy track for the first time. 8, 1, 9 and 10 in a tough race.
Yeah, it is a tough race, and I like Prince Obama, number 3 here. He handles his track, it's his favourite distance, handles the slow going. Prince Obama for mine, never got into the race and was won by Tuesday Night Delight on the 18th of June down in Hobart. Back to his favourite conditions and his favourite trip here today. I think Prince Obama at double figure odds can get the prize here to beat. 8 Planetary is certainly going to be the horse to beat. 7 Kirk Sun can pull out a race first up, and 1 GG Style. 3, 8, 7, and 1 for me. Race 7, only a small field to go around in the open handicap. We scratch number 5, E. McCool.
Good race though, small field, but quite a few chances. I've gone because of the weights for number 7, Havana Stash, who's coming off a benchmark 78 win on a heavy track in Hobart. That was a pretty good field. He beat Tuesday Night Delight, Van Diemen's Fire, and Mr. Fashion. This obviously represents a bit of a step up in class, but as I said, he's on the minimum, and that gives him a nice pull in the weights over the informed Spywares Prado, number 1, who's got to carry the big weight again, but he's just a superior horse on heavy ground. He'd be very hard to beat again. I have read that Racing website, he's soon to go to Melbourne. Three Snippety Bee, a very talented mare from the Goggin Meeburn stable, resuming. She loves the wet tracks. She's a winner of two recent trials, obviously primed to go well first up. And number four, Mr. Fashion, he's had a couple of runs back since he's been basically put into retirement, but been sound. He's a good heavy track horse. He should be getting fitter, and I think he can be competitive. Seven for me, ahead of one, three, and four.
He's laying that a different order. One for me, I'll stick with Spyware's Pardo, who just keeps on winning. It's two runs this campaign have both been very good, both in bad, but they came this track too, don't worry. And as we've noted before, all its wins are on slow or heavy going, so Spyware's Pardo to win again from Three Snippety D first up. Very good type of galloper. But Anastasia, as you say, with the weight pull, has to be included before Mr. Fashion. 1374. Last of the day over the 1400, a benchmark 78.
No doubt in my mind that the Button stable holds the key here. I've gone for one of their runners in number six, Land the Dollar. Hard to knock his form. He's won three of his past four. Old front-running horse, very good in the heavy conditions. Last time out, he just was too good for Landstar and Frolicked in Hobart. Never looked like getting beaten. That was over 1,600. Comes back a little bit to the 1,400 here. I don't think that's a major problem. I've got him on top again, number six. I think his cause has helped a little bit here by the scratching of Crystal Reef. Another front-running horse, so I think Land the Dollar can lead here unchallenged. His stablemate, number one, Royal Raptor, is probably, well, not probably, I think clearly the most promising horse in the race. He's coming off a little pressure up. His last run was at Mooney Valley when he ran a good fourth behind Fast and Free. Prior to that, he won at Devonport earlier in the season. He was placed in the Devonport Cup. He's a horse with enormous potential. The Victorian apprentice, Jake Ballas, Bayless, rides here and claims one of them. That brings him in reasonably well. Not that 59.5 is still a fair impost, but he's a horse with a bit of class. Number five, Pengala's GG. Just not the easiest horse in the world to catch, but certainly can give cheek in a race like this. A good second last time out behind Spyware's Prado. And number seven, Tuck Toy Uck Tuck, should be improved by his third on this track last Saturday. Six on top, I think it's a Brunton Quinella. 6, 1, 5, and 7.
Yeah, agree. It's a Brunton Quinella for mine too, but I've gone 1-6 Royal Rapture on top to beat Landed Oliver. One of the two for mine to win the last of the day from Tuck Tuck Tuck, who's got the hoof on the till, and Pengala's GG. 1, 6, 7, 5. What's your best?
Just the one, race 6, and number 2, Triple B.
Yeah, it does look good. I'm going to go each way. Race 7, number 3, Prince Obama, I think will run money at odds here in race 8, number 1, Spyware's Prado. That is the meeting at Launceston. In a moment, we'll talk harness racing with Harness Edge.